Arizona law has for years required employers to verify that someone they want to hire can legally work in the United States. But the federal system business owners use has been shuttered due to the partial government shutdown. The peak season for Arizona's hospitality industry is just getting started, and it can last until mid-May. But restaurant owners and hotel managers looking to beef up staff can't confirm a prospective employee's immigration status until the federal government's E-Verify system is working again. Employment attorney Julie Pace says no access to E-Verify is not going to stop the service industry from hiring.
And in fact, they will probably use this gap as an opportunity to hire more people who may not, they won't know it, the companies won't, but they wouldn't have passed E-Verify maybe in the past.
Pace says if owners don't use E-Verify to retroactively check employees after the government shutdown ends, they may eventually have to explain that decision to auditors. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Unless a deal is reached, the partial government shutdown will hit the two-week mark at midnight, and E-Verify, the federal web-based system for employers to check if a prospective hire can legally work in the U.S., is not available. For more on what that means here in Arizona, I'm joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mark.
So Arizona has for more than a decade required business owners to use E-Verify when they're looking to hire folks. And the Attorney General's website says employers can't get economic development incentives or government contracts if they don't use E-Verify. So what is the AG's office saying employers should do given that E-Verify just isn't working now?
So a spokesperson for the Attorney General tells me that they cannot tell private employers what to do about E-Verify during the shutdown, simply because the Attorney General's office isn't their legal counsel, not their lawyer. The AG's office says they're following instructions posted on the E-Verify website, which tells employers not to take action against a worker because their status can't be verified while the government is closed. The feds have also suspended what is known as the three-day rule, which gives owners, three business days after a person has started to submit their information to E-Verify. The federal government also plans to extend the amount of time employees get to resolve an issue that comes up, that could pop up, that could mean they can't legally work in the United States. I think it's really important to note that employers still need to have new hires do I-9 forms, which is when you give a document like your driver's license, green card, or passport as proof you can work in the United States.
Well, Matt, since E-Verify won't be available again, it seems, until after the government reopens, does that mean that businesses here in the state shouldn't be making any new hires?
Well, if you interpret state law literally, it would seem so, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm told that companies have to move forward, especially given ongoing demand for workers, which was bolstered by today's news that more than 300,000 jobs were added nationally last month. Employment attorney Julie Pace says as the shutdown continues, how to handle new hires without E-Verify is getting more complicated. But it's not business owners' fault here in Arizona that federal lawmakers haven't funded E-Verify.
Companies are going to hire, and it will just have to be a choice when the E-Verify system comes back online, whether companies choose to go backwards and put in all that information to E-Verify those they hired during the gap.
So, Matt, that means Arizona employers who hire now are investing resources in employees, but they clearly can't be 100% certain they'll be able to keep these workers once the shutdown ends. Is that some kind of a risk for them?
The short answer is yes. I mean, you're putting resources into somebody you don't know you get to keep, right? But the I-9 form may give them some comfort when investing the time it takes to train a new hire, for example. Pace likens the I-9 form to a, quote, good housekeeping seal of approval. And she calls E-Verify the double good housekeeping seal of approval because it confirms the information that one puts on their I-9. So once the government reopens, Pace says there could be a logjam within the E-Verify system.
It's quite a big, impact to a company to have to go backwards for 20, 40, 100 employees over a 2 to 3 or 4 week period or however long the shutdown takes.
So Matt, when the government eventually does reopen, should we expect all Arizona companies to run their new hires through E-Verify, things that they couldn't do during the shutdown?
Well, Pace tells me that business owners here in Arizona are going to face a choice, either backtrack with E-Verify or not. She expects government contractors, especially people working on defense projects, that they will retroactively submit new employees to E-Verify. But she also thinks that there will be some companies that won't backtrack. They won't put their new employees through the system, even though that would violate state law.
All right, certainly something to keep our eyes on when the government eventually reopens, whenever that is. That's KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.